let me share just, some of you are saying, well, how do I do this? Let me give you one tip on this. If you got a real low score out of the seven, like five or more no's, here's my suggestion. This is what worked really well for me. Take a whole day off and go away somewhere quiet, somewhere where you can be inspired. And for me, it would be go to the mountains and take a big notepad with you and a couple of pens and literally spend the day using the seven areas as a template for your next year and future, and start asking yourself those tough questions sometime. What do I really want? A goal is simply knowing what you want and why you want it. You know, we don't need to make it complicated. It's that simple. It's knowing what you want and why you want it. So it's, you know, it's your future that we're talking about. So do you not think it's worth a day to get serious about that? And maybe some of you need a couple of days to really think it through and ask the questions, what do I want? Why do I? Let me take a look at each of these areas. What's important to me? And I guarantee you, you'll come up with some really neat stuff that some of it you won't even be expecting. It's like sometimes it just comes out of thin air. But the fact that you're focused, you have a day, and that's the only thing you're going to think about is your future. And it's exhilarating, I'll tell you. There's a guy here you probably know, Mr. Lance Armstrong. And you probably all know the story by now. You know, professional cyclist, and he gets cancer, spreads to his brain and liver and the whole thing, and doctors said, you're going to be dead. It's over. The bike, forget about it. Never ride a bike again. And, of course, he proved them all wrong, right? Came back, and he wins the most grueling professional cycling race in the world, the Tour de France, 7 years in a row. After he's told he has a terminal illness. Never been done before. Seven in a row. Like, it's unbelievable. And a reporter last year asked him this question. He said, Lance, I know you do a lot of work for cancer survivors, and you inspire people. You do. He's been here at least two or three times, right? And he does that big ride into the mountains. They raise a whole pile of money for cancer research. And the guy said to him, if you had to make a choice, and let me make it a tough choice, he said, Lance, if you were looking back over your life and you could be known as one of two things, one being a champion cyclist and the other being a cancer survivor, which one would you want to be known for? And immediately he said, cancer survivor. Sure, great. Seven Tour de France is fantastic. May never be equaled or bettered. It's just phenomenal. And if you haven't read his books, you want to get inspired, I'll tell you, amazing guy. But the key is, he had big reasons. The truth is, we're all going to get tough days, whether it's investing in real estate or anything else. And I'll tell you something, in my experience and the people I've worked with over the years, the bigger the goal, the more obstacles will be in your way. It's just the way life works, it seems. And I'm not saying don't set big goals. Go and set big goals because you learn more. You stretch more. You get out of your comfort zone more. And it's far more exciting when you actually hit them. But if you don't have big reasons attached to what you write down for what you want in your future, you will have less chance of accomplishing those things because you're going to get the obstacles. Life gets in the way. Stuff happens. It does. And unless you've got a big reason to grab onto and say, I'm not quitting on this thing. This is so important to me. I'll figure out how to get over this thing. And I'm going to get there. And that's what people like Lance Armstrong have done all his life. They don't quit. See, a lot of people, they put a little goal down, and a first little bump comes along, first little obstacle, they're out of the game. The game hasn't even started, and they're out of the game. They quit. What sort of story is that going to be at the end of their life? Well, I just quit all the way through. Never really did much. Started a lot of things, never finished, never followed through. And the secret is, if you want a mantra, one that we use a lot of, is focus and follow through. It's the follow through bit that most people struggle with. And I'm just suggesting to you, the first step, if you got a bunch of no's on your list, is take a day off and really focus on figuring this out. It's up to you. Entirely up to you, but that works. Okay, there we go. Winners, focus and follow through. Let's all yell that. Winners, focus and
follow through.
Yeah, it's the follow through. Okay, we got to get on our running shoes here. I really wanted to just had a feeling we needed to talk about that stuff a little bit more tonight. I hope it's been helpful for you. So now let's get into number two of the four fundamentals. Focus on priorities. Now, some of you have done this before. I recommend you do this exercise every 3 months minimum to track whether you're really shifting or not. At least every 3 months.
And Les, I do it every quarter.
Great.
Because
that's every 3 months.
A, you force me to.
Well, of
and,
course.
Well, that's the nice thing about having him as a coach is he holds you accountable and you don't get away with anything. It's kind of like me on the real estate side. But Les, when you started to get me to focus on these priorities and then know that they change quite often throughout the quarters.
It evolves.
That's the big deal.
Yeah.
People set priorities for the year. Halfway through the year, their priorities have changed because something has occurred.
Yeah.
But they don't change it written. So,
yeah. Good
very,
point.
Very important.
Yeah. So all this is an evolution. It's your life in progress, really. Okay, so what's the page? Priorities. Page 7. Everybody got that? Now, the key word, priorities being the second fundamental, focus on your most important priorities. The key word here is focus. So write that in at the top of the page. Focus. And this is where I love what the guy in Florida said to me. We're in the age of interruption. That is so true. We are bombarded with stuff. So I'm going to give you a few strategies how to do this. But first, let's find out what your current level of focus is. And let me give you a definition for that. Your current level of focus is your ability to focus on your most important priorities every week. And we're talking here about business. It's that simple. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little formula how to do this. On that page 7, you'll see there's two columns. What I want you to do is make a list of every single activity that takes up your time at work or in your business in a typical week. Every single activity. Okay? And if it's a little 5-minute thing, it's still an activity. You shuffle mail for 5 minutes, it's an activity. Now, a lot of you are on the phone doing deals and back and forward, making all sorts of phone calls. So don't just write phone calls. That's too general. See if you can split that up into what types of phone calls. There might be 5 different types of phone calls you make in a typical week. So detail it. Maybe you're in meetings a lot through the week. Again, maybe there's 3 different types of meetings that you're involved with. So again, detail it. And every other single activity that takes up your time in a typical week, I want you to write that down in those 2 columns. Okay, in the interest of time, I'm going to get you to pause there. And I just want to say at this time of the evening, I really appreciate you pushing through this, you know, making that extra effort, because some of you will really get a wake-up call with this, and that's very important. This is one of the most enlightening exercises I ever did, and we've refined it a little bit. Let's do a quick poll here. How many had more than 10 activities? Hands up. Okay, anybody have 20? Hands up. Anybody get both columns filled to 30? We only did this for 5 minutes. We spent most of a day on this in the coaching program to take it in lots of different directions, but The biggest number I ever got was a CEO who was just going nuts. He had 69 activities. Can you imagine trying to focus on 69 things every week? Impossible.